Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Soccer Snitch by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. The Big Day Arrives.
Benny, come on, hurry,
called Jessie.
The soccer fest starts soon.
12-year-old Jessie was wearing red, her team color. Benny, who was 6 and wearing blue, trotted down the stairs.
Will there be lots of food at the soccer feast?
Not a soccer feast, silly, said Jessie. A soccer fest.
Fest means festival, said Henry, the oldest. I looked it up.
Henry was 14 and was always looking things up in the dictionary on his new tablet.
Well, shouldn't there be food at a festival then?
Benny asked.
I think there should at least be peanuts and hot dogs and lemonade.
We had breakfast a half hour ago, Jessie said. You ate all those pancakes. You can't be hungry yet.
Well, I'm not hungry yet,
Benny said.
I just think there should be food.
The winners get coupons for a free cone at Igloo Ice Cream, Jessie said.
Well, I sure hope my team wins,
Benny shouted. He didn't see Jessie and Henry exchange smiles. What Jessie and Henry knew, but Benny didn't, was that all the children who participated would get a free cone at Igloo Ice Cream.
Warm-up starts soon, Henry said. We should go.
This is going to be fun,
Benny said.
It sure will,
Henry said. He was wearing the yellow and black of a referee. All week he'd been studying the referee's manual Coach Olson had given him. The older boys and girls were assistant coaches and referees.